Okay.
Kayla got the 111, the 111. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
Hey everybody, it's Taylor not the 411. I'm back for another What's Good episode. I'm here with SB Surfs Up. How you doing? I like to ask everybody what's good, which is since the segment's What's Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man. I'm enjoying myself and I'm at Studio Networking, so you know.
I was just about to say that I like when y'all be doing these interviews in the studio because it shows that y'all working, honey.
Exactly.
So how have you been like during the pandemic? Like, have things been getting normal for you and your team?
Yeah, we had to force our way and just, you know, kind of create the best we could throughout it and, you know, not use it so much as an excuse to not do anything.
Right.
You know, we made a way through the entire pandemic, for that's for sure. We even did some traveling. We just respected, you know, the guidelines, what you're supposed to do while traveling, but we right. made our way throughout it.
Where did you travel to?
We did a lot of Atlanta, Houston.
Oh, yeah. I'm here in Atlanta. You know, we ain't closed. We gonna always be closed.
Exactly. We kind of stayed in places where it was still open. So it wasn't many, but we used what we could.
Right. So SB, I'm gonna call you SB for short. When was that moment for you where you was like, okay, music is for me. I'm gonna take this serious.
Once I seen the reaction from like talent show, like my first talent show, like once I seen the action, I'm like, dang, they like us like that. Cause I was in the you know, cause first, you know, you just playing around with it. I didn't think nothing about no career, you know, style music. Cause where I'm from, it wasn't a music scene like that. You know, so it won you kind of I was more inspired by the pimp players, you know, dope dealers in the neighborhood than rappers. Rappers, I wasn't seeing them. I was seeing the guys that really had, you know, like the paid in full type people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was daily. So that was more influential than anything. But once I seen how I could be influential and people started kind of mimicking how I wore my clothes and the hair. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been having like the flave way back when. So once I seen I could really get people on board with it, it took over from there.
Right. It's like, okay, I can get a bag out of this. Let me just keep this going. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they always say, I believe that people will see things in you that you don't even see in yourself sometimes. Yeah. So I definitely believe in that. People will be like, okay, they'll see your talent before you even notice your talent. You see a lot of parents, they know their kids are talented and musically inspired when they're a little kid. But you don't really know that until you get older and you kind of brass it like, okay, I can go somewhere with this.
Yeah, but I told people from the gate. I said, once I seen, I said, I'm going to be big.
Where are you from?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. North Memphis to be exact.
Okay, so did you listen to the Project Pass and the 1-6 Mafia? Were you into those type of music or like?
Honestly, no. And that's the crazy part about it. I was more into like the real pop stars. You know what I'm saying? Like Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner. You know, I was raising juke joints. So I wasn't really, rap didn't really grab me until later on. You know, I would hear my big cousins, you know, they play it. But it didn't really just catch me though. You know what I'm saying? I still was like the Nellies, Busta Rhymes, Ludacris, like the artists that had that big sound, that look, that I was into that. You know what I'm saying? Like the rap, it went, I wasn't feeling it. But, you know, as I got older, it started, you know, catching on to me more, you know. And them guys definitely paid the way for sure.
That's dope. You have a wide range of artists that you like too. And I always think having a wide range of artists that you like actually inspires your music and makes your music different. So you don't sound like everybody else. That's no shade to nobody else. But, you know, a lot of genres of music are really, really dope. I mean, you listen to Whitney and Bobby and Michael Jackson. They got some bangers.
Yeah. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
What you know about that?
Yeah, I want it that way. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to figure out, were you team NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I think at the time, it was, I don't know. I couldn't pick.
Because I was team Backstreet Boys because all of them could sing.
Yeah. Man, it's tough. Honestly, I like both groups.
What? I don't meet too many black people that be into that type of stuff. So I'm like, all right.
I wanted to be in the boy band because of them. I wanted to be like the black rapper, like the white band.
Right. See, I appreciate that. I tell people all the time, I thought I was going to grow to be the black Britney Spears, but now that we see Britney Spears, you know, got some issues going on with herself. So I'm a little thankful, actually. So you used to go by the name Schoolboy. So what made you change your name?
I left one label and moved to another one. And then, you know, with just growth and stuff, I wanted to take the boy off of it because that's how I came, you know. So SB is still Schoolboy. I just shortened it.
Oh, you know? Okay. The more mature. Yeah. Okay. That's dope.
I didn't want to be, you know, you get old, you don't be Schoolboy, you know.
Right.
So
exactly.
You try to move. Then you want to, it was like a time where it's time to just recreate, you know what I'm saying, revamp everything. Mm-hmm. Leaving one situation, going to a new one, and just, you know, sometimes you just need the extra little spunk, the little spice to change it up.
Yeah, I understand. So you've been doing this for a while, so I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of things and heard a lot of things. What's one thing that you've learned by being in the music industry that surprised you, shocked the hell out of you pretty much?
How controlled it is. Like, like this is for this to be such a creative space, it's so controlled. So if you really want to be super creative, your road to success is gonna be long like mine. Cause you want to have so much control of the because it's creativity. Now, if you want to just robots and do as you say, I don't know why you need human beings to be creative. If you're gonna just water it down and The industry is so controlled that I try to explain to artists, like, it's just the control part. Like, know what I mean.
I get exactly what you're saying because I was telling somebody about this where I was like, you know, it's going to take me a little journey to get where I need to be because ain't nobody going to shut me up. Ain't nobody going to censor me. And, you know, they really want to polish you and make you marketable for a particular audience. But I feel like the way you build an organic audience is by being yourself. Because people gonna originally see through the fakeness. So,
and I think once I started seeing, because I started going in really fast at a young age, and I was like, man, why some of these artists look so depressed? I'm like, damn, why they on TV? They do. But then I started figuring out the contracts and the space they was in. I'm like, oh hell, they can't even look in the mirror at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because they are and. Even when you talk about Britney Spears, I'm pretty sure how they control
nobody,
her.
Nobody knew, you know, because they polish you, they easily polish your artists and, you know, make them look pretty, you know, kind of like a car. You know, you go to a dealership and the car looks nice and shiny and you get it home and it's smoky, it don't work no more. That's a great way.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, this gonna be a long road because I just don't bend, break a fold, and that's not like trying to be rebellious, but I can compromise, but I can't let you turn me completely into something that I don't even know who I am no more. I didn't get in the business, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna make it fun, you know. So
leads to my next question too. Sometimes you can have a team and people around you, and they can either break you or pretty much help build you. So what about your team? Do you feel like you have a solid team or are you still developing your team?
Yeah. Well, I have a solid team. It's like both sides. The team I have now is really great because I was able to create the team. See, with me being in the industry so long, I know exactly what jobs people need and who you would need to help build your career. I'm not the artist like, oh, it's just me and my talent. Now I know it's like four or five other people that need to be in place to help get me there. So, like, the team I got now, you know, from my CEO, Draft King Rich, D-Maze, my role manager, Lloyd, my role manager, you know, my publicist, Nene. You know, we're building. You know, it's a couple more spaces I need. My guy Meeks, he does a lot of marketing for me. And so, I got a couple more spots to fill out. But I think the team is really solid. And it's because, like I said, the way I built it, I didn't build it with people just running to me trying to jump on the wagon because I'm hot at the time of this. I pick people like, you might not know the job, but if you let me teach you the job, would you be willing to do it? And I'm like, okay, bet. Because now I can put the right knowledge in them the correct way. And then, you know, we all move as one. Instead of somebody having a motive, you know, they just coming in. They all they think about is the money. And I'm not knocking back on the money, but right. in this business, you know, artists go through so much. So let's make a little bit more about the money and really genuinely care about the artists. You know right. what I'm saying? Health and all the issues we got to go through while trying to climb this ladder, you know? Don't come yeah. on just begging to go away, then you run away.
Yeah, as soon as that money gone, yeah, they gone. Really. Right.
Less popular manager, less popular whoever to grow with instead of going for the big ones that just gonna use me and dispose
that's
of me.
Right. I think they're very, very smart too. I'm gonna make sure I make that a clip because a lot of artists, you know, I've had a lot of artists on this show and, you know, I see, okay, they moving on up and I always hope for the best for all these artists on this show. Like I hope they are with the right people and people are not taking advantage of them and using them. So your latest single called My Little Chick on the West Coast. So we're going to pretty much get to know you, SB, okay? So I want you to give me an honest impression of women from the East Coast, West Coast, up north, and down south. So we're going to start with the West Coast since that's inspired by your song. What's your honest impression?
The West Coast, they so, the vibe, like, so, like, the flavor out there so different. You know what I'm saying? The West Coast give me so much energy, like, it's like my third spot. So yeah. I don't know. It's just, I guess all the variety of people out there, you know, the variety yes. of women, it just, I don't know. It's just good air.
So they all like, look different. I haven't been to California, but I did go to Vegas when I went out with dreads. I was like, wow, they're like, everybody's baddies, but they all are different races, different shapes. Like it's really different over there. It's a different vibe. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And even personality wise, you know, they to like, trying to make everybody happy, trying to have a good time. You know, it's all about a good vibe, good time, good energy. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's what sticks out that way. They just like having fun and keeping right. it.
Right. So next, East Coast women. What's your impression of them?
What's considered the East Coast?
So pretty much, I guess, like the North Carolinas and the Virginias and the South Carolinas. No, not South Carolina. Like North Carolina, like Washington, D.C., DMV, see, like that area.
See, I'm not too familiar because I still have yet to go to the DMV. Now, I've been to North Carolina stuff, but I didn't really right. have too much feelings out there. So with the East Coast, I don't really know. I got to go to what the DMV is about. Cause
so you got to figure out that.
Where some chicks from like Baltimore and DC, you know, that reach out to me on Instagram, like giving me company. But I don't really know like how they get down out there though.
Right. You ain't really dibbled and dabbled. Okay, got it.
Nah.
Got it. So what about chicks up north? You know, the New tough. York, Jersey.
Tough. They tough.
Yeah, they really is. Even the guys is. I'll be meeting them. Chicago. Oh
yeah,
my God.
They out in the home, then they just got the you know, mm-hmm. it's just not, like right there, itch. Like you gotta yes. just take it, leave it because that's how they coming.
Which that's I the like. Best way to explain I it. Like, that's exactly it. Tough, yeah. definitely tough. And I'll tough. Add to that, they some hustlers. They definitely they will come down here with a car and they toothbrush, but for like 6 months, they got an apartment, a new job, everything.
So they not hustlers. Poor. They not spoiled up north. You know, the way that it's constructed up there, you got to really put in work to get up out of there. You know, okay. So they not spoiled at all up north.
Yeah, I agree. And last, women down south.
Classy but ratchet.
That's a that's a perfect way to bougie ghetto. Little bougie, little ghetto.
Yes.
That's a perfect way to explain it.
Woman, whatever, she gonna have some slang for you. Trapped out knees. It's just what it is.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to explain it. So pretty much we're gonna get into your creative process. I like asking artists this, like, what's your whole process? Do you need to go to the studio and you just freestyle out of your music, or do you like to have people in the studio with you to kind of feed off their energy? What's your whole creative process?
I'm more of the solo act in the studio. If I was to bring people in, it'd be the work is kind of already done. Because I'm a big energy person. So, you know, I like to just go in and the stuff that's happening in life with me, friends, family, I like to go in and with. So with my engineer, I've been working with my guy Mario at Element Studios. He been recording me like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even have to come to him. I can just go in there and he gonna be able to clean it up, chop it how I want it as I'm doing it. So it made it so easy. Then I learned, I'm really good at writing. I can put a story together for you. You know, that's no problem. But I just learned with me being melodic, because I'm considered like a melodic artist, because I can harmonize, I can change my use as an instrument. You know what I'm saying? So it comes out so much better when you just see it and try to write it. Because sometimes you can't write it how you want to see it. So
okay,
that's a dope
explanation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, when you're in the studio, do you ever get like writer's block? Because I asked a lot of people that during the pandemic, and a lot of these artists talked about their mental health where they just couldn't really produce music. Did you go through that?
No, because like I said, my it's like seriously, it shocks me sometimes. Cause I'm like, damn, what I'm gonna do today? And I hear a beat, I'm like, I got some. And I go in there, like I said, I still shock myself to this day. I like sometimes you can sit and think like, well, damn, I ain't writing and I ain't saying nothing. Do I get writer's block? Then I go in the studio. I just go, but like I said, I never force the music out of me. I just didn't come out. I play some, I go in there and I'm trying to do it and ain't sound right. I say, okay, nah, that ain't it. But we'll come back. That ain't coming out how I want it to come out. You know, I think some artists, they feel forced to create a hit. And I don't do that. I just create music. I don't say, I gotta get a hit. I just want to create good music. And whatever it comes from out of it, then it just will come. I try to tell artists, be as natural as possible. If you and your baby mama going through something, why are you going to the studio rapping about guns and drugs? You got a full situation. Like, if you and your boy just went through something and made it out of it, why are you talking about slapping girls on theirs at the time?
Be vulnerable. Yeah, okay.
Really on at the time that you can just use. You know what I'm saying? I think so. There's some of the issues. They just seem like, I think I'm going to say the wrong, man, say what you're going to say. Put it together. Let some people hear it then. Stop being a judge of your own music. You know what I'm saying?
Great advice.
Yeah.
What's your zodiac sign? I'm curious now.
I'm Aquarius/Pisces. I'm
both. Oh, okay. But are you really Aquarius?
I'm Aquarius for sure.
Okay, but you.
I'm 17, but I got trace of Pisces because
okay, that explains your vulnerability. You know, to express your feelings, Pisces men, they gonna tell you how they feel.
Yeah,
yeah, they gonna tell you how you feel. You don't have to worry about. You don't have to question how a Pisces man feels. He is gonna tell you how he feels.
I got to tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Being straightforward.
Right.
And I do
so pretty. Mm-hmm. So what's some advice that someone has given you that you're going to take with you throughout your musical career?
Building relationships and understanding how important it is to build relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like even with this situation, my publicist, Nene, I've been knowing her since 2011.
She's amazing.
Echo. You see what I'm saying?
She's been sending so many of y'all talented artists in my way, so I thank her. I want to shout her out as well, because she, you know, just found me, like what I do, and sending so many dope artists in my way, so I appreciate Anisha too.
She's super good, and that was a relationship built, like I said, in 2011, but now, for 2021, we actually working together. So I try to explain to artists, the person that's the janitor today might be the CEO tomorrow. So you got to be respectful to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Respect opinions. Don't be so hot headed.
Yes.
Don't take stuff personal. Everybody gonna have an opinion. It don't mean they right or wrong. That's how they feel. Just because somebody say it's gonna work, that don't mean get crazy on them or, you know what I'm saying? Don't work.
I agree. Oh my gosh. Yes.
With relationship, I don't care what social media platform comes about. I don't care what changed about the industry. Respect the DJs and keep building with the DJs. I do not think robots take over to where a DJ would not have a job. DJs gonna forever play music, so respect them as dead, because the TikTok trend is a trend. It doesn't mean it's gonna last forever.
They don't pay these artists that much money neither.
In my point exactly, but that DJ, I know DJ's been DJing 25 years. They still DJing. You know, they have up to the bottom, to the middle, back at the top. So those relationships, you got to be able to build them. I mean, and you got to be able to hold them, hold tight and not burn bridges. I don't care if you at the top or the top. Never burn bridges. Never know what that might affect.
People don't forget nothing. I tell people all the time, I don't forget nothing. I'm going to remember you. Because some people have really been spending towards me, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember you. I'm just that type of person, yeah.
Now, the industry like that, they don't let that stuff go. They're going to make some calls. Don't let them in that building. Now, I don't push them. Man, they're going to have you out the business.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a humbling experience, too. Sometimes a lot of people just need to be humble, you know? No. I think that sometimes you humble somebody, they'll be like, okay, yeah, I wasn't right going off on that particular DJ because they didn't play my whole song. Like, at least they played it for me. You know?
Exactly. Right. Be without terms.
So we're at the end of the interview now. So what's next for you? What do you have coming out? Because I know you just put out a latest music video also.
Yeah, My Little Chick on the West Coast video is out, BET Jams and YouTube. Or Apple Music, you know, out of platform. Right. My song before that, Mode, is still running right along My Little Chick on the West Coast. And right before the year end, you know, now I'm about to release this crazy record for the ladies called Fuck Your Baby Daddy. So,
well, see, you cater to women because you need to link up with Summer Walker.
That's my thing, man. I want to work with a lot of different later artists. But that's just me, though. Like I said, I'm great at talking about what I really know. You know what I'm saying? And so I get, you know, me and Drake can relate to that, I feel. People like, he be so silly. Now, like, he speak of what he know. That's his thing. And that's mine, too, man.
People love that.
And the ladies are always supporters. You know, they ain't got no hate towards you or no. You know, being envious, you know, guys can look, you can be fly, get money, they still gonna have something to hate on you about. So, you know, sometimes you gotta know demographic. I know mine is women for sure. So I try to always add something in for the women every time, you know, I'm doing something a little bit more.
Women so gonna buy your records and come out to your show, that's for sure.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, me and my label, Drop King Music, y'all just be watching out for us. It's going to be a big year. We got a lot of stuff. Like, I be working 3 to 6 months ahead, so I got a year, 2022, already full with stuff that needs to be done and, like, I already pre-planned.
That's dope. It was so nice talking to you, SB. I think this was such a break. How was this? Real chill and easy, right?
Easy. I love it. You made it. Simple and easy, I promise you did.
Yeah, I just try to make y'all feel like we just talking as friends.
Make a conversation. Yeah.
Hey y'all, just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.